Here in Washington State, medicinal marijuana can be used to treat people with cancer, HIV, and glaucoma, among other conditions. But pot cannot be prescribed for post-traumatic stress disorder, a psychiatric syndrome triggered by a traumatic event. In Olympia, there's a bill that would change that. Democratic State Senator Steve Hobbs is sponsoring the plan.
We have a whole group of veterans, my brothers and sisters, I served in the Iraq War myself, who are suffering from PTSD. And this is another option for them to go to try to do something about their condition. I went through mild combat, very mild, but a lot of folks went through very serious combat conditions. And there's only two drugs that are FDA approved. Well, you know, not one size doesn't fit all. And there has to be options for our veterans out there. And the VA approves of this.
How do we know that marijuana is therapeutic for people who are suffering from PTSD?
Well, there's other science out there that says it's helping, and I have actually veterans that have approached me about this, and they have went through the entire, you know, different forms of treatment. It didn't work. This is one that does work for them. People have to understand that this is not the first option that they go through, and many of the folks in our armed services that deploy to wars, they go through a whole screening before deployment, during deployment, just after deployment. And when they leave the service, there's a screening that they go through. And they get to have access to treatment, both not just counseling, but also medical as well, pharmaceutical as well. And this is just an option that we can provide them, that we should provide them.
Now, there is a new study out this week that we just talked to someone about. It's one of many, and it says that ingesting high-potency marijuana is connected to psychosis. Why open the door to that problem, particularly with PTSD-suffering veterans?
Well, again, I say one size does not fit all. These veterans who are suffering from PTSD go through all the other options before going to cannabis. And I think that if you have a situation where the two drugs are not working for them, counseling is somewhat good for them but doesn't solve their issue. I think allowing them to use cannabis is something that is reasonable, that there are people in the medical profession that's saying that it's a viable option. And again, I'm just the Veterans Administration supports this type of treatment.
Well, let's say that despite the lack of evidence in some quarters, there are veterans who want to try marijuana to treat PTSD. And as you mentioned, there are some who have already done that. Why can't they just walk into a recreational marijuana store and buy it and try it? Why should the state sanction it as a medical treatment when there are these questions out there?
I think having it recognized as an option for them gives the veteran a peace of mind that they're not doing anything wrong. They're just, all they're trying to do is solve their PTSD.
It sounds like this is a personal issue for you because you were in some combat and you know other veterans who were also.
Yes. You know, again, I went to Iraq. However, and I'm going to say this once again, I'm, you know, very mild form of combat that I went through. But there are plenty of my brothers and sisters that went through sustained combat operations. And the fact they're going through some nightmares. And these are PTSD is something that if you have a mild form, it can go away. Mine is pretty much, I think, gone. But there are folks that live with it every day. And it's not just my brothers and sisters from this war, but it's those in the Vietnam War and the Korean War that still hold on to these memories. And we just got to give these veterans an option to deal with this.
Democratic State Senator Steve Hobbs, you think that option should be to include marijuana as one of the possible treatments for PTSD under the state's medical marijuana law. Now, Dr. Doug Zatzik is a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the University of Washington, and he's also a practicing psychiatrist at Harborview Medical Center. We want to find out more about marijuana and PTSD.
Whenever a patient comes in wanting something, I like to be somewhat accepting and sort of think with them and weigh pros and cons with them. And so, you know, the first thing I'm aware of is that there is, you know, a solid literature from animals, from what we know about animals, and now beginning to sort of be built in human studies, human beings, that marijuana and sort of the marijuana that naturally occurs inside your brain, endogenous cannabinoids, so let's say the marijuana that naturally occurs in your brain, may be helpful to reduce fear Unfortunately, as is often true with medical research, we haven't done, the medical research world hasn't done the best and highest quality studies on the impact of marijuana in patients who come in with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. So there would certainly be a word of caution there.
Now, give me an example of an instance where marijuana might help someone with PTSD. Can you think of an example where you would have that conversation with someone who is experiencing PTSD and say, try it?
Well, let's put it this way. I often talk to patients about post-traumatic stress disorder, and they often come to me with ideas about how to treat post-traumatic stress disorder in ways that we haven't tested as scientists, okay? You know, Six years ago, I work a lot with combat veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, and I heard a combat a veteran talk about yoga and how helpful it was to do yoga, interact with their yoga teacher. At the time, 6 years ago, there was no clinical randomized trials, experiments, suggesting that yoga was effective in treating PTSD. What would I say to that patient now or in the past? I'd say, wow, it sounds like you found something that's really helpful. Let's do this. Let's make a contract. You and I are going to work together on your PTSD. Go and work with your yoga teacher, and in a month, come back, and we'll reassess your PTSD. We'll do a structured clinical assessment of your PTSD symptoms. If they're down, this is fantastic. Yoga's worked for you. If you're still highly symptomatic with PTSD, well, then maybe we need to brainstorm and think about some other treatment option. So yoga, one might consider to be more benign, you know, or inert, or it's probably not going to hurt you, most likely, unless you have a really, you know,
bad yoga teacher,
exactly, you know. And so, but with marijuana and other pharmacologic, other medications, other substances, there's probably more of a potential downside, and that's where I become more cautious, because before I prescribe something or make a recommendation for something, I want to make sure that the bad consequences are fully understood and explored. And it's part of my obligation to warn patients about what might happen if they use a medication or a substance and there are bad consequences.
We've heard other research. In fact, just this week, The Lancet reported on a link between heavy smoking of high-potency marijuana and psychosis, which kind of raised flags for us when it came to using marijuana in terms of a treatment for PTSD, which I assume involves some psychosis. Is that a warning sign that there's research out there suggesting that link?
Yeah. So, I mean, first off, PTSD and psychosis, what's the relationship? Well, in both cases, you have sort of a bit of internal confusion about what's real. Psychosis, you have this extreme confusion between internal and external reality. In PTSD, in more severe cases, people have flashbacks. They have, you know, somebody who's been in combat in Iraq or Afghanistan, it's the 4th of July, all of a sudden they hear the fireworks going off and they think they're back there. So there are similarities there. I think the caution that studies like the Lancet study raise is appropriate to extend from the treatment of psychosis to the treatment of PTSD.
Bottom line, do you think that the state legislature should change the guidelines on medical use of marijuana and include PTSD as one of the options for using medical marijuana?
Bottom line, in this case, bottom line, I don't think our knowledge is there to the point with PTSD to recommend medical marijuana. I think we need to explore this. I think we need to do excellent research studies, but I can't at this point recommend using medical marijuana for PTSD.
Dr. Doug Zatzik, a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the University of Washington. There is a proposal at the state legislature that would add PTSD to the list of conditions that can be treated by medical marijuana.